Hello everyone, hi. It's been a long freaking minute, and I do apologize. You can probably hear my dog in the background. He's being very needy, but he's also being very, like, weird and, like, won't stop coming in and out. Anyways, so, hi, hello, welcome. I have so much to say, and I wish that this was, like, an episode where I'd be talking about, oh my goodness, this little boy. Stop it. Stop. So I wish that this was going to be an episode of like one particular drama, but it's going to be a mini-sode where I talk about multiple dramas because I've been so behind in posting anything, and that's because I've just have had so much going on, mainly school, but I'll go into deep ends on that, deep talk, the tea. But for now, welcome. Hello everyone, and welcome to the One Last Episode show, where we talk about all things Asian drama. It's not TV, wait, not real drama, see, this is what I'm saying, not real drama, but TV show dramas. My name is Myra, and today is going to be a mini-sode where I share my perspectives on multiple K-dramas, and maybe J-dramas, and Chinese dramas in the last couple of months that I've been MIA. So, before I do that, though, please don't forget to subscribe and continue listening to us on all podcasts and radio platforms that you can. And also, please give us some positive feedback so that way we can be noticed, as well as comments. Well, same thing, right? And give us the best rating possible so I guess we can be noticed by all the listeners out there that are interested in K-dramas. Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry. And also, if you guys are interested in any more K-drama related or drama TV show drama related that are like K-dramas, Chinese dramas, etc., please go ahead and follow us on social media, which I have available for us on this episode. That way you guys can that way you guys are able to communicate with us and give us more opinions on ideas of what other dramas or what other episodes I can do relating to the dramas. So without further ado, let's get going with today's episode. Again, I do apologize if you hear my dog. I think he's just not liking the fact that the house is so quiet. But anyways, hello. I have been absent for what seems like a year to me, because I was very, 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 I was consistent. I was, like, passionate about this, and I still am. And every single time that I, like, finish a drama, like, I'm about to finish a drama, because I have a journal. I have a journal, and in that journal, I literally write all the things that I'm talking about when it comes to a drama. And I'm, you know, persistent about it, consistent, I'm passionate. And then, like, school just came around and it fucked up my schedule. So it just kind of ruined my my free time, as well as it just kind of got difficult living at home. And so I just found it harder for me to be able to create these episodes without having, you know, anybody around and having to be disturbing me, having to kind of bother me. I mean, I don't mind it, but when I'm wanting to record, I need some quiet, you know, radio on, please nobody talk. And that's been kind of a hard thing. So a lot has happened, and I wish that I can kind of use that as a tea for any other episode, but I guess I figured I might as well do it here since I probably have like two listeners that are being, you know, very much the greatest followers. Okay, well, one, as you may hear, if you listen carefully to the way that I sound to this episode compared to the previous ones, I got aligners, or I guess you can say the easier way is Invisalign. And so I'm not sure if this is going to be the last episode until I find my balance, but balance and schedule, sorry. But for now, you guys might get this lispy Myra, hard to talk, hard to enunciate. But yeah, so I got them about 4 weeks ago, so nothing too big. I just will have them for about 4 months. That's what I mean, like, maybe in the future I will probably make a change, depending on when I will record again. Which probably is soon, because there's a few dramas that I have for you guys that I want to talk about. So in the last couple of weeks that I've been absent, I think I have my personal social media account on the Just One Last Episode Instagram. if you guys are interested, I'm more than welcome to add it on there on the description for every episode. But I've been sort of MIA because of a lot going on. But back in April, I went to Portland, Oregon with my closest friends, and that was wonderful experience. And then that was March. So March I went to Portland, and then the end of April I went to go visit one of my one of my best friends, I should say, that came to visit from Europe in California. And I was only literally there for counting time, 48 hours, but I was there 3 days, 2 nights. And then what else did I do? I've been doing a lot, but a lot of it has been school. School has taken a lot of my time, and that's really caused my schedule to be kind of wacko. And then, like, my work has been a little bit offset in terms of, like, doing overtime, working in a different facility versus the usual facility. So it's just been a whirlwind. So I've been wanting to do this. And I think at one point, also, I think the month of January and February, there wasn't really a lot of dramas coming up. There was maybe a few of them, but they were barely starting. And yeah, maybe there may have been other dramas, like Chinese dramas, Japanese, Taiwanese, Thai, but I'm very selective, as I've said before, not in the language whatsoever. It's more of the story and the plots. So it's usually that time of the year where I kind of just like have trouble finding that particular drama, you know, especially after ending the year with brilliant dramas and just trying to find the right one that can kind of take over that one. And well, I did find one, but unfortunately I'm not going to be doing an episode for that one in particular, excuse me, and I want to, but it's just been really hard. And then I kind of, Bridgerton took over my life, and that really just like fucked it up badly, because I'm obsessed with Bridgerton. If anybody loves that show, historical dramas, it took over my life for like the entirety of that month that it was out, that it's been out, and it's been my life. So I just have had a lot going on. And then like a little over two weeks now, we had two dogs. Sorry, my list, but we had two dogs, and one of them we actually had to put down. And so it's just been chaotic in that sense. And then a lot has happened personally, and it affected me emotionally. And so I did use that emotion, like pain, by watching dramas and such. But I just like, I kind of lost my touch in the podcast, and I really wanted to do that. But I've been having so many creative ideas for like the last month, and I want to do so much more, and I wanted to get your point of view on that, anybody that may be interested. I don't know the age range in my listeners, and I don't really have like I set listeners that I can say, well, you know, this and this. But I want to do another podcast that kind of relates to being a millennial, being in your 30s, but I'm not sure how am I going to start it off, and I'm not sure if I should do it by myself or if I should do it like with friends, because I feel like that one in particular should be with somebody else. But for the now, it's in the works. And when I mean the works, it's in my head. I haven't done anything about it, but it's an idea. So yes, that is the tea. I kind of summarized it because there's been so much going on, but like, I would love to share more about my Portland trip. I would love to share more about other stuff, but I've just been so MIA. And so I just kind of like, okay, I need to stop, right? So yes, I don't have it written down. Oh my goodness. So I'm just trying to find my notes for the dramas, because I have a few that I want to talk about. Specifically one that I fell in love with, and I wanted to do an episode for it like badly, and I maybe will, even though it's like 5 months behind, but I will probably do so in the future. Just let me know if you guys want my perspective. It's not going to be like, you know, this could probably be the same thing from any other watcher, K-drama lover that you see on TikTok and on YouTube. So we'll see. But for now, let me get my list and let me get started with you guys with what dramas I've watched, do I recommend them, and what am I currently watching, and if I recommend them. So let's go. All right, I'm going to start with the dramas that I have seen first. I do apologize. I don't have a lot, but it is enough to say that I love them. So I'm going to talk about two dramas that I finished. Two Korean dramas that I finished, one Korean film and one Chinese drama. I have other Japanese dramas that I've started seeing, but I have not finished, and I want to finish them. So I haven't said anything because I'm only like on, or I haven't, I, let me rephrase that. I'm not going to add them on the list here because I'm only about two episodes in, and the dramas are like 10 episodes or a little bit longer. And so I want to have more perspective on the dramas before I give any type of commentary or perspective on it or whatever. So I will do those four dramas or three dramas and then the one film. And then I'll give you guys three dramas that I am currently watching. Now, I will talk about these ones because they are like they're past the three episode line. And so three episodes, I feel like you start to kind of get familiar with the characters. You start to kind of get that character development and blah, 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 blah. So that's why I'm going to talk about those three. And hopefully I will do an episode for each one. But for now, this is what we're going to get. So the first one is a drama called Our Beloved Summer. And I was going to talk about this one as an episode by itself, but I couldn't, like, in terms of time. This one aired on December 6th of 2021, and it finished back in January 25th, 2022, so this year. And the main characters are Choi Woo-sik and Kim Dami. Those are the main guys. Kim Sung-chul, he's like a theater actor now turned into a TV show actor, and I feel like he's starting to get recognized, and I love it for him. So there's like three main characters, and so it's basically about, so I'm gonna read the synopsis, I guess. So Choi Eun-ung, oh my goodness, these aligners are gonna make it worse for me. So the male lead, we're gonna go with that, male lead and film, female lead, Lord have mercy, broke up about 5 years ago. A documentary that they filmed during their high school days becomes popular. They don't want to, but they have to stand in front of the camera again. Male lead seems naive and free-spirited man, but he wants to have something for the first time in his life. For that, he shows what he holds in his mind. The female lead aimed to become the top student at her school, but she is now an adult who lives fiercely, adapting to her reality. So I genuinely love this drama, and I give it a 10 out of 10 for sure. The chemistry was on point. The second lead, I really didn't like the fact that he was just pining over her so much. And I wish that he would have recognized that there was someone around him that actually liked him, and he had a better chance. And we see that, unfortunately, not till like the almost last episode, but nevertheless, the chemistry was great. The female second lead was also, I really liked her because she was very mature about the fact that he was just not into her, and she accepted it, and I liked that. And I don't know, I like the chemistry, the storyline, the plot, the character development, everything about it was really just well written. And I think that y'all have to watch it because it's so romantic and it's cute. And Choi Woo-sik, he is part of the gang, quote unquote, that like has like V from BTS, if you guys didn't know. He's like so talented, and I adore him, and I love that he's, you know, he's doing great. But yeah, so I love this drama, I do, and I really want to add more to it, but again, I would take forever, and I have other dramas to talk about. But if you guys are in the mood to watch something lighthearted, I'd say definitely watch this. It is available on Netflix, and there are 16 episodes as per usual, and they're a little bit about an hour or a little bit longer than that, so definitely check it out. The next one is a most recent drama. It's called 2521. And I think everybody knows this one. And again, I wanted to do an episode for this one, but I just haven't had the time. This drama aired from February 12th to April 3rd of this year. It is a 16-episode drama that is also available on Netflix. And it stars Kim Tae-ri and Nam Joo-hyuk. And then we have many other fantastic actors and actresses or cast in this drama. And, you know, I can list them all, but for now, I'm just going to do the main characters. The story is basically a love story. And it's a love story between Nahido and Baek Hee-jin. Nahido is a member of a high school fencing team. Due to the South Korean financial crisis, the high school fencing team gets disbanded. Getting through all the difficulties, she becomes a member of the fencing national team. The South Korea financial crisis also causes Baek Hee-jin's father's business to go bankrupt. This leads to the life change for Baek Hee-jin, from living the life of a wealthy person to a poor person. While studying, he works part-time jobs like delivering newspaper, etc. Later, he becomes a sports reporter for Broadcasting Network. Okay, so this drama was a hit or miss. I knew that from the beginning, you kind of can tell that they weren't going to end up together. Well, okay, that's a lie. It was very vague. It was very, very vague. But I kind of anticipated that there was not going to be actual romance between the two at the end. And I'm spoiling it in a way, but I mean, if you're someone like me who is okay with spoilers, there you go. Literally, it's the first romance. Like, we see the individuals and, like, other main cast, or other cast members, like, or other characters living through their, like, usual day-to-day life and the differences in how they deal with and the growth of a character and etc. And again, I have so much to say to this drama, but I'm gonna try to be very, very short because I don't want to make this episode longer than 30 minutes. But it's just basically about first love, first breakup, and how the person grows as human. I think, I gave it an 8 out of 10 because I know that first romance, sometimes first love, sometimes it's not going to be forever. It's going to be first romance, and that's why it's called that. Because eventually some people break up because it's for the best, etc. I understand 1,000%. The only thing is that I was very disappointed my personal self. Like, I was disappointed. And I've seen other dramas that were by far a little bit worse in terms of ending. But there was some type of closure. And I felt like as characters and as audiences, we didn't find that closure with Baek Hee-jin. We didn't know what could have happened or what happened. Or Nahido, like, because we see the 2022 version of them and then we see the 2023, 2024, 2025. We see that, but we don't actually get to see, like, is Baek Hee-jin okay? Like, I don't know. Like, I wish that there could have been closure. And I had this picture of, there was a scene where they're walking by. She's with her husband. She's with her daughter, mother, whatever. They're all walking, and he's walking. And they come across each other, but they don't realize it. And then they both stop. They kind of turn. They smile at each other and then walk away. That, to me, would have been closure. 1,000%. Because that's me knowing they're okay that the breakup had to happen. They're okay that they were both in such very different parts in their lives that it affected them mentally or emotionally. And they had to figure themselves out before continuing with the relationship. And yeah, we kind of saw that, but I think I wish there would have been better communication. I just wanted some type of closure where we saw Baek Hee-jin as an older guy. I think that's what I wanted to see. Or seeing her with her husband, like, knowing that they were okay with what had happened. But it didn't. So that's why I gave it an 8, because it's still a great story. The acting was wonderful. You know, like, she portrayed such a great teenager because she was annoying a little bit. Because she's just a teenager. You know, every teenager has their moments where their phases. That's who they are. They're kids still. And I liked that she was able to do that and then grow up. And it was wonderful. And again, I really liked everything. But up to a certain point, I kind of began to be like, I wish there was more. I wish the other cast members, we got to see them being older. I wish that we got to see one of the sibling and the friend getting together. Like, I don't know, like a proper vision to how they ended up in the present. But we didn't. So, and again, I've seen other dramas that have a very, very bittersweet ending, or worse than that. And I was content because there was some type of closure. And again, it's just everybody has their own likes and dislikes in dramas. So I can't really say that I am the only one, because there's many people, but then other people were very content with it. So we all just have different likes, perspectives on drama. So that's just me. I still do recommend to watch it. It's very, very life learning lesson, I feel like. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are, you still learn so much. So it's worth it for sure. For the next drama, this is the drama that took over my life for 2 months. Oh my Lanta, I don't have it listed on here. But don't worry, I will get it. I will get it for you, because it is by far, it went viral. Let's just put it that way. Or maybe it's just the algorithm of TikTok and it gave me a lot of this drama. Business Proposal. It is a webtoon. I tried reading it, but it's still continuing and I really don't want to continue reading it. I don't. But anyways, Business Proposal. It is a 12 episode drama, K-drama, available on Netflix, and it aired from February 28th to April 5th of this year. Again, it's available on Netflix. Definitely worth watching it. Our main characters we have is An Hyeop-seop and Kim Se-dong. And then we have Kim Min-kyo and Cho Jin-na. I had to mention them too because they were almost scene stealers of this drama. So, synopsis, if you haven't already seen it, Shin-hari is a single woman and works for company. She has a male friend and she has held a crush on him for a long time. But she learns that his friend has a girlfriend. Shin-hari feels sad and decides to meet her friend Jin Young-so, who is a daughter of Chaebol family. Jin Young-so then asks Shin-hari to take her place in a blind date and even offers some money for her time. Shin-hari accepts her friend's offer. She goes out on the blind date as Jin Young-so while having the intentions to get rejected by her date. When she sees her blind date, Shin-hari is dumbfounded. Her blind date is Kang Tae-moo. He is the CEO of the company where she works. Kang Tae-moo is the CEO of the company that his grandfather founded. One day, his grandfather informed him of an upcoming blind date that he sets up for him. Kang Tae-moo is a workaholic and is annoyed that his grandfather sets up blind dates for him. He decides to marry the next woman whom he meets at a blind date, so he won't be deserved from his work anymore. The woman is Shin-hari, but pretending to be Jin Young-so. On their following day, Shin-hari receives a phone call from Kang Tae-moo. He asks her to marry him. This is such a typical K-drama, let's just put it that way. It's not a 16-episode drama, though. It's a 12-episode drama, but it is a typical K-drama. And it is fucking worth it. If I could, I'd give it a freaking 20 out of 10. I loved every single thing about it. The chemistry, the characters, the almost like the development of the characters. Even though it was only 12 episodes, I wish it was longer. But it was my favorite. The chemistry between the couples and the friends is awesome. The bromance, the girlfriends, the romance. Even like the sibling reactions. The parents, I have so much to say. I think if you're looking for a very lighthearted, lovey-dovey story, a little bit of a cringe here and there, definitely worth watching it. Not to say that An Hyeop-seop is not sexy and hot, but you guys have to kind of watch it because the male character, Kim Min-kyo, oh my Lanta, he is just as freaking hot as the male lead. And the female characters, I love the chemistry. I love the acting. The acting came so natural, and there was just moments where I loved that I felt like it was so real. And I love those type of scenes where it's not so awkward and it's not so forced. It was just very natural, and I loved that about this drama. So I can say so much, but again, I'm very limited to time. So if you guys want me to do an episode about this, let me know. I will definitely get on it when I can. I won't be taking any classes during the summer, so maybe I will, even though I'm gonna be like probably 6 months behind. But yes, let me know if you guys are interested. But I fell in love with this drama, and I will repeatedly watch it if I can. But there's just so many other dramas that are coming out that I'm so just a lot's going on. But just please watch it. I need a friend to watch it because, like, it's wonderful. Okay, the next one is actually a Korean film. This is also a webtoon, and it is the most unexpected film ever. I'm saying film instead of movie. I don't know why. It is available on Netflix. Oh, sorry. Business Proposal is available on Netflix, just so you know. But Love and Leashes. It's called Love and Leashes. It's aired back in February 11th of this year. Available on Netflix again, and its stars are lovely Seohyun, who is one of the Girls' Generation's members. If you don't know who they are, Google them. She's the magnet. And then we have Lee Jung-yong, and he is a UKIS member. He's an idol actor. So idol actor, and they starred in this film, and it definitely surpasses 50 Shades, except there's no sex scene, and it still was by far better. So okay, Jung Ji-woo works for a large corporation. Sorry, I'm gonna laugh so hard just thinking about it. So Jung Ji-woo works for a large corporation. She has feelings for her co-worker, Jung Ji-woo, but she hasn't expressed to him how she feels. One day, Jung Ji-woo receives a package. The package was intended for her co-worker, Jung Ji-woo, but the delivery was mixed up due to the similar names. When Jung Ji-woo opens the package, she sees a dog leash in the box. At the time, Jung Ji-woo runs over and tells her that it is his package. The dog leash is intended for S&M use and belongs for Jung Ji-woo. He tells Jung Ji-woo about his S&M fetish and his interests in playing a submissive role. Jung Ji-woo does not pass judgment on Jung Ji-woo, which touches Jung Ji-woo. He asks Jung Ji-woo if she would become his master. Jung Ji-woo accepts, and they promise to have a temporary 3-month relationship with Jung Ji-woo becoming his master. I give it a 10 out of 10. I think I have a lot of favorites. This one was by far the most unexpected film I've ever seen. Because idol actors are usually very tame in terms of, like, shows and movies, just because, of course, like, you know, they want to keep a good image. This was by far unexpected. There was no sex scene, but it was there was tension, and I feel like there was just more tension than usual, and it was brilliant. It was wonderful, and I think that it was unbelievably amazing. The chemistry, I felt like the female lead did wonderful in portraying this character. Honestly, it was so weird seeing her because I just kept thinking, she's more part of the SNSD. She's part of SNSD. Like, oh my gosh. And then for him, I'm like, he's a freaking idol actor. Like, oh my gosh. But I really think it's worth watching it to see the differences in what this film is versus a drama, because it's very sexy. There are some moments where you don't expect to happen in a film, a Korean film. But granted, films are very different in dramas in terms of the ratings. A lot of the Korean films are very more mature. They're more realistic versus K-dramas, I've noticed at least. And I'm talking about more of like the very fictional K-dramas, because there are some K-dramas that are a little bit more on the realistic side, but there's a lot more fictional versus, you know, realistic. But I feel like the films, for what I've seen, from what I've seen, there we go, I think, from what I have seen, a lot of the films are a lot more realistic. There's more cursing, there's more people smoke, there's like, it's just more realistic. And so with this one, it was kind of like that. There was a moment where they were having the submissive and like dominant moment, and they were in a hotel room and there was background noise of something, and it was just more of like, what the heck. So yeah, so I think it's worth watching it if you're just, if you live with your parents, just be cautious. just saying, but it's worth it for sure. The next drama is a Chinese drama. It is called Why Women Love, and it is basically a woman, an older woman, falling in love with a younger man, basically. And the characters that we have, the main female leads we have, female lead is Gina Jin and Wang Siji. Sorry, that's the male. I feel like it's gonna make it worse because of my list. It is available on Viki, and it's literally just about a woman who's very immersed in her work. Like, her work is her priority, and then her boss brings in her son because, you know, he needs to work. I don't want to read because it's like, it's so much. And he, you know, he's young, he wants to be a motorcycle racer, like a pro racer, that's his goals. And through the time that they spend together, as him being her assistant, there is some chemistry involving, and they fall in love. And I really did like this drama, because she was like my age, so I felt like there was some realism in that. It was very, of course, very fictional, but the chemistry was there. The guy, he's an idol actor too, I think. He did wonderful as well. I give it a 9 out of 10 for sure. I like the spark, the chemistry, but I don't know, like, there was just something a little bit there missing. But it was still great no matter what. Like, I do think it's a great, like, drama to watch if you want to watch a Chinese drama. I like the female lead a lot. She's like badass, and I really like that. And I like that the guy was kind of like, oh shit, like a little submissive, I'm not gonna lie, but he was also younger, so but still, I like the chemistry a lot, so it's definitely worth the watch. And there was some, let me see if I remember. I mean, there was a moment where there was like the second lead romance, but I really liked that he kind of stepped down eventually and realized that she knew who she wanted. So yeah, there we go. Okay, this is a lot longer than I expected, but the next ones are going to be, I hope, really quick. Okay, the next ones are going to be dramas that I'm currently watching, and let me know if you guys really want me to do an episode for each drama, because, I don't know if you guys heard that, that was a growl, oh my gosh. I don't know if you guys want me to do an episode for each one, but let me know. I am in love with these all equally, one more than others too. Actually, that's a lie, I like more. But, I literally spoke gibberish, I have no idea what I just said before, but I'll be quick and easy because I'm already past the 30-minute mark, but I really wanted to share my thoughts on these ones. So the first one that I'm currently obsessing over is Tomorrow, and it is a Korean drama airing on Netflix. It is still airing when this episode comes out, I believe. It is expected to end on May 21st. And the four leading cast members are Kim Hee-sun, Ruwon, who is our favorite idol actor, Lee So-hyuk, or Lee So-hyuk, that's not it, Lee So-hyuk, there we go, he is our vampire actor, if you guys should know that, our new leading guy, Yoon Ji-ho. And it's basically, sorry, that moved my microphone. So it's Choi Dong-woon, Ruwon's character, looks for a job, but it is hard for him to get hired. One night, he accidentally meets Grimmeeper, Kurion, and Imryo. My goodness gracious. Imryo-gu. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm having difficulty speaking right now. And the two Grimmeepers belong to a crisis management team. Kurion is a leader, and Limryong-gu is a member. Their objective is to save suicidal people. Soon, Choi Dong-woong becomes a new member of the crisis management team. So basically, that's what happens. You know, they're in a situation where they're trying to save somebody who is trying to jump on a bridge. I don't want to say the word. Jump over the bridge. And our leading guy, Ruwon, his character, he tries to save him, but in the process falls into the water with him. Unfortunately, due to that, he is in coma. And during that, I guess, survive during his time in coma, the Green Reaper's leader, they try to figure out a way to save him. He gets two options, and he obviously picks the latter. And so, doing so, it becomes a part of this risk management team in helping others from not doing what they should be doing. And I think that this drama is worth the watch, but it's also very triggering. So unless you really want to or can, I think it's very great to watch because each episode gives a life learning lesson. There was one particular episode that aired. It was about weight and I don't want to use any triggering words, but not eating, I guess that's yeah. So that was probably the one episode that I was very, very kind of like, okay, they should have done this a little bit different because the girl had been fighting with an eating disorder, an ED for a very long time. And for her to just easily grab a plate of food and take a spoonful of it, I'm not saying that I've ever gone through it, but I've seen a lot of people and I've read on TV, and I've read a lot. Having an ED will take forever to even do that. And so that was probably one of the things that I felt very like, it was very quick and easy. And I'm just like, okay, it's not quick and easy. But again, it's a drama, so they were trying to make things easier. But I like that there's still some, like, there was still, like, it was therapy either way. Like, it made you see that, you know, everybody faces life differently but the same, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but I can say so much to this about this drama, but point is there was one episode that I was a little iffy about in terms of how they went about it, and I wish they could have done it a little bit different. But again, it's a fictional show, but there's still life lessons in each episode, and I really like that. So it's worth a watch if you are able to surpass these triggering moments in each episode, because they're very dark sometimes, but they're life learning lessons and it's worth it. So I can't give it a rating, but it's just something that I do recommend watching. The next one is called Shooting Stars. It looks like Shooting Stars, but Shooting Stars. And its stars are beloved Lee Sung-kyung and Kim Yong-tae. I'm only gonna say them two for now, but it's only like six. No, there's eight episodes right now, I think. The ending episode, if this episode doesn't get, this podcast episode doesn't come out soon, is June 11th. And basically, it is set within the entertainment world. Employee worker for a star and try to make that person shine. Employees work for a star, Oh Han-byul, the female character, is a PR team leader of a management company. She has excellent skills in speech and crisis management. Kang Tae-sung, male lead, is the top actor of the management company where Oh Han-byul works. He is loved by people due to his image of kind and polite person, but Kang Tae-sun has a different side. He has a strong desire to win and a hot temper. Oh Han-byul and Kang Tae-sun bicker over pretty much everything, but the relationship develops romantically. Literally, what I just read is what the drama is going on so far. I mean, we're still getting to know the characters, but I think it's really funny and it's very lighthearted in a way. Thus far, I feel like there's going to be a little bit of a dark side with the male lead in terms of his upbringing. So that's something that I'm ready to watch. But thus far, I think it's really good. It's really funny. I know that there's some moments where a lot of people were very like, why are you doing this? Almost, yeah, I don't want to say much, but yeah. So, yeah, it's going on so far. It's good. It's got a lower rating than your typical romance drama, but it's still worth the watch for sure. The last one is My Liberation Notes. This drama is very melancholy, I guess if that's the right word to use. Very realistic. I mean, so far, I've noticed some spoilers that it doesn't seem like it's not as realistic anymore with the... Yeah, anyway, so... it's a drama available on Netflix. Oh, sorry, the other one, Shooting Stars, is only available on Viki, so... Yeah. But this one is available on Netflix. It's called, again, My Liberation Notes. Very realistic drama, very melancholy. It stars Kim Ji-won, Lee Min-ki, Son Suk-ho, and Lee L. And it's basically about three siblings trying to figure out their lives, being that they lived... Sorry, this is a long synopsis. Like, the middle child, he's trying to figure out his dream. Wait, so he wants to escape his family, because they all live in a very small village outside of Seoul, and they take about an hour to 2 hours to get home every single day. And so it's just regular people trying to find their lives. And, like, we do follow more of the youngest, quote-unquote, child sibling, and she's a strong introvert, and sometimes I get a little frustrated because she doesn't speak, but then I have to remind myself that there's many, many, many introverts that just are observant, and they're there to listen, and there's just so much to say because this drama, it just feels so real, and I like to think that I can connect with her, but I'm a little bit more of an extrovert, so I feel like I'm more like the older sister. And I do relate in the aspect of the romance part. And I don't know, there's just so much connection to these characters. Like, I kind of pinpoint the characters, the siblings, because there's three of them. And I kind of connect them with me and my siblings. I am the oldest. My middle brother is the youngest. And my youngest brother is the middle one in the character connection. And I just feel like there's so much realistic in this drama in terms of the family connection, the identity crisis, the choices that they're making, and the freedom that they're looking for. And I really just feel like it's worth the watch if you're willing to cry. And if you're willing to see some realism in a TV show. It is going to be ending, it looks like, on May 29th. So hopefully before this episode is out. Hopefully this episode is out before that drama ends. And I really hope that I can do an episode for this drama because I do have a lot that I want to say. So, yeah. That was more than 30 minutes, for sure. But I hope you guys liked this mini-sode where I share all the dramas that I'm currently watching, that I have watched, and that I'm hoping to talk about in the future. If you guys have any other dramas that I should start watching or should watch, let me know in the comments on our social media at One Last Episode Show. Oh my gosh, I forgot. One Last Episode. Wait, is it the... Wait. Oh my goodness, did I forget my own show's name? I think I did. Anyways, it's gonna be on there. It's gonna be on there for you guys because I literally am like losing my voice and I literally cannot think right now. So I'm like trying for you guys to be very clear and stuff, but I'm not because I'm literally trying to hurry because I want to get in like start watching drama. But yeah, let me know in the comments on our post for this episode what dramas I should be watching, or message us or whatever. Everything is going to be on this episode's description. And I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. I'm hoping to do more in the future. Please be patient with me if you guys are enjoying this. For now, this is what I'm gonna be doing, at least for this month, and hopefully I can do more for you guys. Thank you so much for the support. I know it's not a lot, but I do see some listeners being very connected and being supportive, and thank you so much. And hopefully I can do more for y'all. I will talk to you real soon. Thanks. Bye.